Welcome to the UX Podcast, where we learn how to turn a rockstar business into a UX machine. UX introduces a simple formula for personal and business growth based around one principle. We can't solve big, valuable problems alone. Starting with this principle, UX equips and empowers us to pour ourselves into people and systems, scale authentically, and create a life of exponential freedom and impact. And now, let's get started with the latest episode of the UX Podcast. Hey, what's up, Rockstars? This is Matt Johnson. Welcome to the very first episode of the UX Podcast, where we learn how to turn a rockstar business into a UX machine. And I'll get into what in the heck I mean by that here in a second. Just wanted to take this episode to really kind of prep you for what to expect, or if you're finding this podcast much later on in the months or years after it's come out, to give you an idea of what you can expect and the reason why you'll hear some of the references and things that you'll hear throughout the podcast. So first of all, a few fun facts about me and my background so you understand where I'm coming from and why I believe so strongly in professional services, right? So my background, before I got into digital marketing, I was a musician. I play a few instruments and really chased my dream of being a pro musician for a while until I realized that all the skills that I had built in the marketing end with the intention of promoting my music were actually much more lucrative if I used them in the world of marketing, believe it or not, and then kept my music as more of a passion pursuit rather than trying to make money off of it. Because I realized that those that are successful in music, especially these days in the era of independent musicians and no real record label support anymore, you really had to spend 80% of your time marketing your music and only 20% creating it anyway. And so I decided to take my marketing skills and actually use them in business rather than to promote my music and keep that as a passion pursuit. So you'll hear me make a lot of references to music and rock stars and musicians and practicing, you know, analogies to practice and mastery and the craft of mastering an instrument and drawing a lot of parallels between that and business. And that's because I am unbelievably passionate about music and the craft of being a musician as much as I am the craft of being a marketer and building a business. And so I draw a lot of parallels between those two worlds. So if you're a musician or any type of creative type, if you have a creative pursuit outside of business, you'll really relate to where I'm coming from on this podcast. Now, getting back to the professional service part. So once I decided to stop kind of chasing the dream as a pro musician, I got into the digital marketing field kind of by accident. In terms of like the specific part of it that I got into, but I was very fortunate because I met an amazing mentor who in the time that I've known him, both working for him and not, has scaled his agency up to over 500 clients, multiple millions in revenue. He's got a great scalable UX machine type of business. And he gave me a shot. He seen potential in me and helped me develop and helped me transition into being an entrepreneur. So I left his company, started my own digital agency, and now we produce podcasts for business coaches and consultants and agency owners. And that's the part of why I'm so like passionate about this podcast and the upcoming book and just the UX kind of principles in general is because there's a couple things that I've come to believe over the years. Number one is that most people that are creative types like me, and probably like you too, we really want our business to be more than just a way to make money so we can spend our off time doing things that we are excited about. We actually want the business to be something that we're excited about and our business to be something that makes an impact in the world. I mean, the ideal for a lot of us is that our business is like this second skin that we put on, like an Iron Man suit, where it fits us perfectly and it's an amplification and an extension of our unique abilities and skills into the world. And that not everyone feels that way about business, and that's okay. But if you're drawn to this podcast, it's probably because you feel that way and you want your business to have that kind of impact on the world and that kind of feeling that it feels like an extension of who we are. And the other thing I've come to realize is that in the pursuit of freedom and impact and all these qualities that we want to have in our life and our business, and that we're looking for our business to give, there is a missing ingredient, and I believe that I have found it. And that is the unbreakable link between the problem that we solve and the level of freedom and impact that we experience. Now, I'll go into that in depth in another episode, but suffice it to say, the problem that we choose to solve and the way that we choose to solve it has a direct link and a direct impact on the level of freedom and impact on the world that we have through our business. And we'll talk about how to, the whole idea of UX is how to turn a rockstar business into a UX machine. What I mean by that is a rockstar business is a business where we deliver, like, our own time, effort, and energy is what it takes to deliver most of the value in our business. A UX machine is where we have poured ourselves into people and systems, and the people and systems deliver the majority of the value in the business, right? That's what frees up our time. That's what gives us time freedom and financial freedom while creating a positive impact on the world through our business. And so I think for most of us, that is a much more attainable goal and a way to reach the level of freedom and impact that we want versus, let's say, starting a product-based business, starting a software business, starting a venture capital-based, venture capital-backed startup in Silicon Valley. You know, all these other ways of starting businesses that we look to for as examples and that the press glorifies, there's not a lot of press glorification of being in the trenches and doing great work for clients. But for most of us, that is a much more predictable, reliable path to a business that gives us the freedom and the impact that we want. And the UX podcast is designed to help you get there, to help us all get there together. And the way that we do that is in two ways. Number one, we're going to do solo episodes where we go deep into one specific principle or strategy or skill from the world of UX that we can implement and work on in our business. The second way is through conversations with people who have done that successfully. So maybe they've built and scaled a business coaching, a coaching business, a consulting business, or a creative agency of some kind. But either way, they've gone through those same things and applied those same principles and strategies and skills in their own business. And we can learn something from them and implement it in our business. So those are the two types of episodes that you'll find here on the UX podcast. Some of the other things that you'll find is that, like I said, musician analogies. There's going to be lots of talk of coffee and books. I am a certified Starbucks addict. I've got my coffee here for the day already. And one of my afternoon renewal kind of rituals is to actually go and grab an iced coffee at Starbucks in the afternoon. And a lot of times that's when I get my best writing done. So you'll hear me reference Starbucks a lot. You'll hear me reference my love of books. I always have a couple of books handy, literally in any and every room I am in. I'm always reading anywhere from 5 to 10 books at a time and pulling out things that I can bring to the podcast and bring to different guests. In fact, one of the first interviews that you will hear is with the co-authors of one of my favorite books, Scale, which is David Finkel. And I'm super, super excited to have a great conversation with him. And so we'll bring folks like him on that have built and scaled professional services businesses. And that's where a lot of my reading is done. And so I can bring those things to you guys. So hear me reference a lot of books. And part of that is, and the reason why I read so much is because I'm obsessed with the idea of mastering. Right. So when I was a musician, I was obsessed with mastering my instrument, whether it was drums or piano or bass or guitar, whatever the case is. Like, I was obsessed with mastering just the craft of playing that instrument. It's the same approach that I bring to marketing and building a business. I'm obsessed with mastery. And so I'm very fascinated by other people who have achieved it and the path of achieving it. And so I read a lot because I'm always looking to get that next step, that next edge, that next process, that next step forward in the process of mastery in every area of my life. But I think we've covered everything that I wanted to cover in episode one to give you an idea of what to expect on the podcast. There's going to be some amazing guests. I'm super excited for the folks that I get to bring to you guys on the show. These are conversations that I'm excited to have just for myself, but also because of the things that will come out of the conversation, I know will create a path forward. I believe that clarity releases energy. And what I mean by that is that when we have these moments of clarity where we see the path forward, we know what to do, it also releases the energy to go and do it, right? So there's an element of clarity leading directly to our action. And that's what I'm excited about, because I feel like this podcast can really bring a lot of clarity to us, both from talking with people and from going deep on some of the principles and strategies and skills that we'll lay out. But it will really bring a level of clarity to things that will help you move forward. And that's what I'm really, really excited about for the podcast to do for people is give us a path forward so that we get the level of freedom and impact that we want from our businesses. And so I'm excited for you to dive in. I'd appreciate it if you leave a rating and review on iTunes or Stitcher or your favorite podcast platform, wherever you might be listening or watching to this later on. And make sure to share it with someone that you know that's in the world that's building a professional service business. Like I said, I believe it's the best way for the majority of entrepreneurs in the world to build a business that gives us freedom and impact is a professional services where we're actually solving big, valuable problems for real clients. Okay. And so if you know of someone who's building a business like that and they're getting burned out, they can't take on more clients without putting more time, effort, and energy into it. They're reaching the point where they're frustrated with their business. That's what happens in a rockstar business where we deliver the majority of the value. We inevitably get frustrated. We will inevitably burn out. We inevitably hit the ceiling where we can't take on more clients without putting in 50, 70 hour weeks. Like everybody hits that point. That's who this podcast is really for and who we can really help through the show. So I hope that you share it with people. Thanks for taking the time to listen to me blab on about what the podcast is about. I hope you got some value out of this, some of the things that we talked about. And be sure to ask and submit any questions that you have about UX, whether it's the principles, the strategies, the skills, the concepts that we talk about on the show. I'd love to hear from you. Facebook Messenger is a great way to reach me, or you can go through our website, pursuingresults.com, which is my production agency, and you can message me there. Thank you again so much for hanging out for a while and listen to the UX podcast, and we'll see you on the next one. Now, I believe that clarity releases energy. So I hope that this episode creates clarity for you by laying out a path forward in your business. Now, if you're interested in starting a podcast like this to help you break into a new industry or to establish yourself as an authority in a niche market, let's talk. We have a complete done-for-you podcasting service. That is my agency that I'm building and growing, and I'd love to talk to you about what we can potentially do for you. You can learn more at pursuingresults.com to get a sense of what our service is all about. And if you're ready, if you're really seriously thinking about starting a podcast, I'm happy to brainstorm your ideas and talk about the positioning of your podcast within the market, something that you can take away whether we end up working together or not. So you can grab a time on my calendar for a podcast brainstorm call at bookjohnson.com. That is bookjohnson.com. I just want to thank you again for listening to the show, for leaving us a rating and a review on iTunes, and more importantly, for investing your time, your energy, your attention into the show. It really means the world to me that you would do that. So again, this is the UX Podcast, where we learn how to turn a rockstar business into a UX machine, and we'll see you on the next episode.